Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is your nasally host, Devin Leary, and I'm joined by...
Your not nasally host, Carolina Barlow.
How are you, Carol?
I'm good. I am very good. How are you?
I'm fully on the mend. Day 11 since symptoms. I feel completely fine. I sound like a boring version of Elizabeth Holmes, and I'm back out in these streets.
I can't. I'm so happy for you. You can continue your summer of adventure.
I was really looking forward to getting back on the apps, but I hadn't like... I actually was sick from COVID, even though I'm back vaccine and boosted. I wasn't asymptomatic.
COVID is not a hoax. You're hearing it here first.
I actually did get sick. I did get sick. And I was so sick that, like, if you can even believe this, I was so sick that I didn't even look at the apps for, like, multiple days. And I noticed a trend, which is that, I mean, I don't know from the other perspective. I guess we can ask if this happens with women from our guests. But I noticed a trend with men being that multiple people I just didn't respond to who had said like, hey, or like one whatever joke to get the conversation started, just sent another message and another message and another message like, hey, TGIF, Sunday scaries, question mark, Monday night. Sunday fun day, question mark. Monday night, do you watch The Bachelor? Like, as if I would see the fourth message and be like, oh, you know what? Actually, yeah. Like, hey, what's up? Whereas if I message someone and they don't respond, usually take it as like, oh, maybe you accidentally matched me. Maybe you Googled me, saw some red flags. Maybe you looked at my Instagram and were like, you know what? I'm not ready for this right now. Whatever that means, which is what happens for me. But no, some of these men really just send 8 things in a row. And I went to a friend's party last night and was talking about it. And that friend recalled that there used to be, when Tinder first started in the early 2000s, early mid-aughts, I guess, there used to be a service that, I guess it was like an app you could pay for, where men would, like, it's like for men to be able to swipe on like 1,000 women at once, swipe yes. Like they would just like press this button and then there would be like 1,000,000 swipe rights and then they would only respond to the people they liked out of that. So I guess in a way I respect it. Like
it's work. It's work. You're putting in the like,
it's
hours.
A gamble. It's yeah. Gambling. And
well, it's not a gamble because you're just throwing a net out and just seeing what you catch. A gamble would be something where you're like a sniper, as Craig Conover from Southern Charm put it, as he described himself when he's hitting on girls. He's like, I'm a sniper. I choose my girl for that night and I go after her. And I was like, wow. Craig, why are you doing this to me? I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. And you're describing hitting on women as someone shooting them.
Okay, I hope you got to the point now where Craig is unattractive when he works for the whiskey company and he like lies to everyone and says he's
sad.
It's really upsetting.
And then he's like, I guess I'm going to be president of the whiskey company.
No, I just thought like, okay, yeah, I did like tell some people that I'm going to be like the head of it. So yeah, I just thought that was going to happen. Like it's not an attractive look. Anyway, I guess you have like nothing to yes and me about from the bit I just started.
No, I mean, okay, this is the thing. Dating apps, I don't think I'm that good at them. And I remember the first day I got Tinder, I had an interaction like you're saying. A guy said, "What nationality are you?" And I said, "Swedish?" Question mark.
Wait.
And he's, I know exactly. And he said, "Okay, cool. Do you ever want to go out sometime?" And I didn't respond.
Okay, cool.
And I did not respond. And in light of my silence, he wrote, "Because I've never had a Swedish girl sit on my face."
Oh my God.
First Tinder interaction.
He's like, I'm just going to jump to it. Like, she's not getting back quickly.
Fuck it. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. And I was like, what is this app I just downloaded? It's like, is this bad software? What did I just put on my phone? And I just think it's fascinating how, you know, how they talk about the internet. Like, no one can see your
face.
Yeah,
I do. No, I do know how they talk about the internet.
You've had the conversation where they talk about, like, how you can be your worst self because you're not face to face.
Yes.
You know, that's why people can troll Khloe Kardashian for Tristan cheating on her. And we can really be our worst selves.
Yeah.
I think it applies to dating apps, too, where you're just like, I can just keep shooting my shot.
Well, I think so, too.
I will say I've also used the apps for evil, where I've been bored using my sister's Bumble, but like texting guys from her Bumble and continually asking them to adopt their dogs. When they say no, I just start talking to them in caps. I said, can I have your dog?
Well, that's the thing, is that I feel like the narrative is like women are so like, I mean, maybe it's not anymore, but the what I grew up with is the narrative that women are like clingy and crazy and like won't leave you alone. And I'm like, I've never known a female friend to do that besides me in certain years of my college experience.
Drinking, yeah.
But it happens all the time with men, I feel like, where it's like message. And sometimes they'll like passive aggressively unmatch. And I'm like, okay, like what if there was an emergency? Like,
whore! Unmatch you.
Have you ever thought that something could be going on in my life? Like, I have a deathly illness, and I just, like, no, I don't have Sunday scaries. I'm, like, calling the ER, seeing
or,
if my lungs are collapsing.
Yeah, I do have Sunday scaries. It's called COVID, and it's affected half the country.
Anyway.
And Biden has it. Biden has a case of the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, I guess Biden's Sundays got a little terrifying. And he has a country to run. And Kamala is going to be president. So, yeah, I'm scared. You could say I'm scared. Anyway, I think it's time. I think it's time that we bring an outsider in. You know, we're in a real echo chamber, speaking of politics, in this Zoom box.
I love some of our old bad reviews. One episode when Trump got COVID, which should be a national holiday and was, not kidding, one of the best days of 2020, maybe one of the best days of my life. Devin and I texted each other within seconds being like, oh, my God, this was joy, joy, joy. Like, you know, all the good feelings.
Christmas.
We talked about it on the podcast and we got like 3 bad reviews on our podcast page. And one of them was like, I wonder how you feel if people were celebrating when you got sick for 3 days with no symptoms. Like they both did like a pro Trump and anti COVID message
at the same time.
Post.
Yeah.
So they were like, stop being so political.
I mean, we don't disagree on a lot, except one topic probably every episode where I scream at you.
My favorite was when I said, I'm going off Instagram because it makes me feel bad about myself. And Devin was like, no, you're not. You're so stupid. You're not going off Instagram. And I said, because it makes me feel bad about myself. I'm struggling. I'm in a struggle.
Maybe it's less that we need a different opinion than we need a mediator. And so for that reason, we're bringing in a friend.
Mr. Man.
Listen, listeners. So our guest today is an actor, award-winning filmmaker, musician, and writer who you may recognize from shows such as iZombie, The Good Doctor, Supernatural, and Upload on Amazon Prime, among others. And he's currently finishing recording an EP, which I don't really know what that is, but I'm going to ask him about it. And also getting his master's in journalism. So you could say he's a busy guy. And he also had the, some would say trauma, some would say pleasure of living across the hallway from me in college during what I would refer fondly to as my rock bottom. Please welcome to the pod, Aiden Khan.
You know, it was, thank you for having me. I just want to say, because that living across from Devin was awesome, and it was not a trauma, or if it was, it was like a really kind of like one of those really positive traumas. That
it was Southern Charm. It was Southern Charm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the problem was that I consistently didn't have the keys to my dorm room. So I consistently just went into Aiden and our friend Amir's room and just slept there. I do remember like the one time I ever remember you being annoyed was when I like ordered a pizza to your room and was like eating at like 3 a.m. with a friend. And you were just kind of like, wait, really? Like, okay. I was like, sorry.
I don't remember that exactly, but I don't remember a lot from that year.
I remember having a key and truly... I had a key, but I truly once was so high that I forgot how it worked. And this girl came to let me into the dorm and she laughed upon seeing me because I was truly staring at my key, trying to figure. It was one of those scanner keys. And I was like, I couldn't even start to explain what I do with this. I've been here a year. Aiden, you are our first, like, we're going to do a segment talking to straight males about their romance and sex lives, and we are going to cross boundaries and we are going to get too personal because we are just like you. Maybe we're not going to school to, you know, get a master's in journalism, but we are journalists, and I think that our listeners know that this is a podcast by two journalists.
We're researchers. For example, the time when I called the award-winning film Tangerine Clementine for an entire episode.
For example, when we broke the Weinstein story, episode 2.
We were like, hey, you guys might see a little title in front of your movies. It says Miramax. Well, let me tell you what that guy's been up to.
I'm ready for the heavy hitting question.
Okay, thank you so much. And you know what? Yes, on a scale of PG to NC-17, how okay are you with types of questions? As you may know, this podcast tends to get personal. For instance, I did once get waxed and then talk about every area that the waxer removed hair from.
Wait, you did? When was that?
It was in Boston.
Oh.
I was mainly talking about how painful it is as a woman to get ready for any kind of romantic interaction with guy and how
with guy, with boy.
Listen, sex with guy, when you have sex with guy... You got a wax.
Man, no hair. Yeah. And
that's like the Playmobil guy that comes up. That's like if you're dating it. That's guy. Oh, guy.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. And you are guy. For these purposes, you are representing men for us. And
you are handsome guy, by the way. You are handsome. Guy.
Okay, I literally told Devin. I was like, wait, he's cute. I knew
when she saw Aiden. I knew when she saw you get on the Zoom, she was gonna regret that she like.
This looks like shit. Devin, literally, I opened up my Zoom window. Devin laughs. Like, she knew, she just laughs openly.
Because,
I
no,
you know good.
No, her hair was Aiden, sticking straight up.
It's fine. I'm not, you know what? I'm really relying on my personality these years.
You should.
I'm getting it together. I told my dad, I was on vacation with my dad, and I said sort of casually, yeah, I'll pull it together. And he goes, you will.
Oh,
and
my like, God.
Fuck you!
As opposed to like, you don't need to. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
As opposed to like, oh my gosh, you look incredible. He's like, yeah, you will. As in kind of like, maybe you should do it.
Someday, maybe you will.
So for these purposes, you speak for all men. And, yeah. And yes, your predilections are your own. And certainly, you know, a lot of what we talk about in this podcast is if some guy doesn't like you, it's not because you're not attractive. It's because, you know, there is a man who will like you for exactly as you are. But for these purposes, we are going to pretend that you speak for all man and you are all
and
man
all guy.
Representative.
All man, and all boy. All guy.
Wait, yeah, also, absolutely. I want to say, first of all, if you feel comfortable, give us a little window into your current romantic life.
Oh, please.
What's the sitch?
Well, I like you, am on the apps, and I'd like to know what apps you guys are on and know about the differentiated experiences on those apps. Yeah, I'm single. I've been single for a while.
How long is a while?
I mean, it really depends how you classify my like last, you know, quote unquote relationships. Thing. Yeah. Like, I mean, the last like girlfriend I have is like 11 months ago, maybe something like that.
Okay. Okay. So not too long. I think it helps that I don't know you because I have no self-consciousness about asking you a few questions.
Yeah, go for it. I think in terms of like perineal waxing level. For sure. Questions banned in several countries. Go for it.
Okay, cool. Do you wax your asshole or is that just me?
I don't. Super curious about it.
Okay,
definitely,
cool.
Definitely
I do it too. And by the way, it's not painful. And I think it's like very sanitary in a lot of ways.
I think so too.
I think it's great. I think it's wild to me and to most guys. And again, I will try to speak for all men.
For America.
For America, for the American male, as depressing as that is. I was going to say, I probably don't offer too much in terms of political diversity of viewpoints, but I will try to be as awful as possible so as to give the best, most accurate impression of men, from what you talked about earlier and from what my female friends say about dating on apps, at least I'm like, who are these fucking people?
I know.
But, most men I think are pretty shocked. I was shocked. They're trash. But I was like, I'm still sort of shocked that waxing is like a thing that women do regularly. It's just like it's still thinking about the process of like going in and bearing all to a stranger is crazy to me.
Oh yeah, and they'll talk to you so casually. It's so funny getting waxed. Like this one woman was like, "Yeah, dating's been hard. All right, knees up. All right."
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, okay. One thing I do think is interesting though is I had a boyfriend for a while and I would get waxed regularly. And finally, he told me at a certain point, he was like, "By the way, like I don't watch porn if a girl doesn't have hair." Which, like, I think that's, like, weird. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I have been, like...
Oh, you were doing full bear.
I was, I was, like, doing, like you know, enough to write home about. I was cold some nights. I'll say that. I was chilly.
And he was saying he didn't like that?
He wasn't even saying he didn't like that. He was just, like, basically, like, some hair, I think, is, like, totally normal.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, like, weird.
Thank you so much, some hair.
So
thank you for allowing
some
us
hair.
That.
And you'll tell me when to stop, won't you? Won't you?
Yeah.
So that we're starting off way too intense. I want to scale things back. I want to scale things back. I want to ask a basic, which is it a turnoff for you if girls text first? Are you one of those people who likes to chase?
I don't think it's a turnoff per se. I do like to chase. And I think it's text first. You mean like in messages, like in the apps? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, or just via text or
DM or DM.
No, I don't think there's definitely nothing wrong with that. I think basically like if a guy is into it, he's going to kind of go for it. There's no however it begins is sort of immaterial.
Do you count text bubbles if you're really into a girl and you're like maybe a little insecure about, you know, is she into me or not? Do you do the thing where you're like, okay, there's three blue text bubbles here. There's three white text bubbles here. I've texted too much. Or do you not get that much in your head about things?
There's no math involved for sure. I'm not
sure,
doing
me
it.
Neither.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
sure. I barely ever think about it.
I think this is a shitty thing to say. I think I can get away with some stuff because I'm not trying to pretend that I'm, my whole approach to the like dating situation in the apps is that I don't, you know, I'm not going to really play. I'm not going to try to pretend to be cool because I'm just, it is what it is. And
you are cool.
Because
like
I am
cool.
Naturally, because I am extremely cool. No, I'm like, you know, I'm a somewhat
Aiden, so many girls are going to fall in love with you.
I know.
You have a very good, like natural cadence on this thing.
Oh, well, perfect. Perfect. Great, because that's good. I was hoping to delete the apps.
Do you have moves? Like, do you have like, okay, I see a girl, like I know how I'm gonna approach this?
I just think it doesn't, I just have found in my years of philandering experience that it just like doesn't work. There's not much that you can do other than just being like normal, you know. Hey, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong from your perspective. I just my empirical observation is that it's not there's not a whole lot you can do in terms of getting a good line, or if you can make somebody laugh right off the bat, great.
Yeah, but usually it's important.
Yeah, I think usually that has to be like, oh, they said something interesting in their bio, which, let me tell you, one in a fucking million.
Yeah. Well, what are intriguing things for you on apps? For instance, like, I like someone who puts like one weird thing, like one weird picture, one like something that tells something me that you're not basic. Yeah.
And something you can comment on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to give somebody a foothold or several. I think there's some stuff where like a lot of girls, like I'm on Raya. Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with the hellscape.
We dabble.
Are you on it?
Yeah. We are.
We are both on it. We do agree that it's the worst app in human history, but there's something I like about it, which is that I can't be on it all day. It gives me a limit. So I can't just lose my mind on it.
No, but Carolina, how many times do I have to tell you that's all of them? They all have
I know,
that.
But I don't know why. It's just easier for me. Okay. I can only think of one app at a time. I don't like, I'll say I like 2% of the guys I see on it I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's true for most of them.
It's a pretty bleak. I've occasionally, you go look on the maps or whatever. I've looked on my friend's Raya accounts, and it's like hockey player, male model, mysterious entrepreneurial douchebag who's like 50 years old, in pictures in Ibiza. Actually, the Burning Man crowd is the biggest, I think. Every woman over 30 has a picture of herself and her friends in like weird hats and clothes at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, my God. That's so upsetting. I when I look at the maps, which is all the time, because I just am like, who's out there? What's going on? I get freaked out because like the women are so hot looking and like they all have looks like huge fake asses.
I know, I get
and
freaked
boobs,
out too.
And I'm like, wait,
like fake lips.
What do I have to write?
What do I have? Nothing.
I have nothing.
I don't think that that's a left swipe, or that's an X for me. Like fake lips, fake ass. Like, no, I'm not gonna have.
Well, there's also the male version of that where I'm like,
I'm writing
okay, you're not
I'm like,
real.
Okay, so like, no fake lips and no fake ass. Cancel that appointment.
Yeah, but I think there's the male version of that too, and they're also like, men seem obsessed with like live music, and like I don't like live music, and I like can't get away from this like it's like ruining my romantic life that I don't like live music. Like one guy who I even made progress with, like he was like something about live music, and I was like, I don't really like live music, and then I sort of went on a rant about it, and I was like, and I just went to New Orleans where my friends were going to Jazz Fest, and I didn't even go. And he was like, oh, I go to Jazz Fest every year as a tradition. I was like, okay, what?
With my family, and I have since my grandmother died.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Another guy asked me for a date to like a Lou Reed exhibit, and I was like, who is that? Like, I don't know.
Then
another person unmatched me. He's like talking about going to Burning Man and like going to other stuff, and he was like, Burning Man wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, and like whatever, and do you go to festivals, this, that? And I was like, I really don't like live music. And he goes, wait, really? And then unmatched me.
Wow.
He was like, thought about it and was like, wait, really? Bye. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess if that's like a huge thing to him, maybe he's saving you both some time.
That's true.
What are deal breakers for you on apps? Like, what would make you unmatch a girl?
Unmatch?
So, for instance, Devin and I hate like a super defensive like bio, like guys who will be like,
"Oh yeah,
hey, yes, chivalry isn't dead. I'm a gentleman. Yes, they still exist. Do I like drama? No. Unfollow if you are a fan of bullshit. Like stuff like that. Where I'm like, okay, I don't know who hurt you, but like,
do you see a lot of that shit?
Oh my god, so
Raya,
much.
No, Raya has the most of that. Raya has like the most of that. The most Raya also has the most of I'm 6'4" if that matters.
Right, right.
But that's because Hinge just makes you say your height, so it takes that. I'm sure on Hinge they would say that too. But Raya also is like the extensive. I was talking about this. I forget if I said it on the podcast, but like truly, if a man's bio is like just an emoji of like a soccer ball, I'm like, great, swipe. Like, sure, I'm sure you're like somewhat interesting. But they go so intense where they're like, I'm just looking for someone who's fit and fantastic and comforting and there when I need them. And I like to travel and worldly and goes to Burning Man. And
I hate a long bio. It speaks to too much time on your hands. I saw a guy who used an emoji for every single thing he wrote for himself. So he was like, I'm a philosophical guy. Brain emoji. I
oh
like
my
cooking.
God. Brain emoji. Brain emoji is red flag.
I'm looking for someone to connect to. Heart emoji. I was like, this process, the fact that you sat down and did this alone is enough of a turnoff for me to swipe left.
Well, there's a very, I mean, I don't, I think the older somebody is on these apps, the more they have to say. I think they almost treat it like
that's
those, you know, like a confidential, you know, or what do you call it? Like classified ad. They're like
in the paper. For,
yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
Yeah. Like fit, you know, fun loving 50-year-old seeking, you know, whatever. But Raya also, I think, is sort of like the epitome. You literally, by joining Raya, and I assume, I don't know how many people actually know what Raya, your listeners, will they just know?
Oh, everyone knows. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But like, I think, by joining Raya, you're identifying yourself as a tryhard because you're
that's true.
I'm gonna sign up. I'm gonna apply, and then I'm gonna like fuck. And I have to have references, and then I'm gonna put pictures and attach all this shit. So you're already gonna get a lot of those people who I think just need to shut up. But I'm always surprised by like what you said earlier. The girls are always telling me the guys are asking like what their background is, which to me is such a fucking bizarre thing
it's
to do.
So bizarre.
And what, like, if you'd said that, like, what is he, like, so you said the Swedish, like, was he gonna say, like, if you were Norwegian, do you think you would have maybe at least got like a thing?
I think it's like a weird way to start a conversation, but one of the weirder conversation things that I've heard multiple girls say too is like, I'll have a guy lecture me weirdly, like, about something. For instance, once a guy said, like, what do you do in your free time? And I said, well, I do work a lot, like, I try to get free time when I do, but I really like my work. And then this fucking guy who I actually knew from school. I mean, I had met him a few times, but we had reconnected on the apps. This fucking guy is like, well, Carolina, using my name. Well, Carolina, I think it's important. You got to play hard and work hard at the same time.
No.
You really need to be easy on yourself. And you need to take that time to enjoy life.
No.
I'm like, are you for real right now? Like, I'm sorry. I'm like a 24-year-old who's like hustling. I'm not going to like. Instead of just being like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I get it. We all struggled with that or whatever, like bland thing you want to reply. You're just going to put on like your dad hat and like tell me like learn how to like enjoy life. It's so weird. I was like, I don't know what this instinct is to like talk to me like, you know, more than me.
It's all the resurgence of the word daddy. You know, it's just guys. Yeah, I think guys think this is a good thing now.
Yeah.
Just act like a father figure.
So wait, what prompts did you choose on Hinge, Aiden, if you're on it?
Fuck, I don't know. Should I look?
Yeah, look.
I don't even know.
Because I think it's interesting that what men choose, but I chose my most controversial opinion one, and I said that Kim Kardashian is asexual. And I've discussed on the pod, like, the amount of men that are like, okay, you think she's asexual? Well, guess what? Like, she has 4 kids. How does that mean she doesn't have? I'm like, no. I didn't want to argue about that at all.
I didn't want to fight with you.
I just
want to
say, what is it with people coming at you?
Yes.
As like, I don't get that. Like, do you think that this is going to get you laid? I don't get it.
It's
like,
very shocking.
How do I even see my fucking profile?
Devin, what are your openers again? Because you had really funny openers.
Well, I usually try to respond to something in someone's profile, although I've kind of been choosing to take the back seat because I always was like, I'll make the first move. Like, I don't care. Don't play games. But then I talked to a couple of friends who were like, no, you have to play games. Like, you have to make the men like,
this has changed my life.
Although Carolina and I tried that when she was here with this guy, like that I was texting with. And she's like, don't ask a question. Like, just like leave it hanging and play hard to get. So I didn't. And he never texted me again.
It
so.
Looks like he's playing games too.
Looks like
we'll see the
looks
the best
like
man wins.
Game is the Olympics because it's really fucking long. So I've been like not using opening lines, but I usually try to make a joke about someone's profile. I used to say, "What's your favorite Sinbad movie?" But then like some people
That's
would
so
be like,
funny.
"Wait, what Sinbad? Like I don't know who that is." And I was like, "What?"
I had an opening that I used because this guy in New York told me it worked on girls. Which was, I would text guys, do you want to get married or whatever? And when I tell you, it floppity flops every single time.
Works like a charm on women, I'm sure. Like, women are like, ha, 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 yes, where do you want to meet up?
Because they think it's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I literally have to just like ask, like, would you get married? You're my dream woman. And meanwhile, guys are like, you fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
I think that works. for because it not because it's going to get you anywhere, but it works because people
it's,
like
it,
to
it
hear
gets your
you.
Attention.
Well, and it also I probably like I've used stuff like that before, to be honest. Not
I'm glad you're being honest.
I'm not proud to say it, but I think like usually it's more of like a thing where they're like, I know that this guy's going to just compliment me for the next, you know, however
yeah,
long
nice.
I allow this to go on.
I started finally like really talking on the apps and the compliments. I was like, wait, this is fun. Like dating is fun again. When you're not after being in a relationship for a long time, when you're just like texting with someone who's just giving you, you're like, wait, I think I'm going to like it here.
I want true romance.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I wanted to ask, okay, so after you've connected, you're going on a
date.
Wait,
we're getting disorganized.
I know, that's why I was trying to get it back on track. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Aiden, if you're able to give us 3 red flags on the apps and 3 deal breakers. So the red flags would be like you wouldn't even match with them. And deal breakers would be like when you're messaging, then you're like, oh, this is deal breaker. I'm going to stop responding.
For instance, a deal breaker for us is like newsboy hats. If I see one, no, I can't ever unsee it. Or if a guy does a shirtless selfie where he kind of is like acting as if he's not just doing it for the shirtless selfie, like he's holding up a fish, but he's like flexing super hard.
I like
just something inherently dishonest about that to me.
I know. I like that. I like that.
I'm starting to see a lot of girls holding up fishes.
Really?
Fish, which is sort of like a weird inversion of that trope, you know?
That just says
I like
Trump
that.
To me. That says Trump.
Yeah. there are a lot of weird little Trump indicators that I notice. Mostly,
like politically moderate.
Yeah, where they say moderate or well, actually, I've seen conservative a few times on him.
Oh, me,
yeah,
too,
me too.
Me it's
too.
So crazy. I'm like in the wild, seeing one in the wild.
it makes sense. They need to fuck
they
too.
Exist.
Although I hear that they have a couple of their own dating apps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in DC especially because they just can't get laid in DC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like real conservatives.
There are consequences for your behavior.
And there's a lot mm-hmm. of them there. There are a lot of them there. I mean, I guess they're everywhere.
Anyway, sorry. Wait, the question was about red flags.
Deal breakers.
Deal breakers. Definitely never going to swipe right on a girl who has a picture of herself wearing fur. That's like a major deal breaker.
That is so hot that you said that, Aiden. Continue.
I mean, it says a lot. I'm
eating a toast with vegan cream cheese on it. Continue. Oh,
that's hot. That's hot.
Should I leave the Zoom?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay.
I see that like a surprising amount. Partly, I think right now because I'm in New Mexico, and so like all the people on the apps around me are in Aspen, Denver, like Dallas, or you know, El Paso or shit like that. So it's a little, it's a little more mountainy. I don't know, because it's like anyway. It's not like everyone has to say they're fucking vegan or whatever in their bio, but it said a lot of, it's just like, oh, this person's not particularly aware, or they're trying deliberately to like turn off people who might care about that.
It's so funny though, you mentioned vegan in the bio, because I'm like, I would say like 80% vegan, but I still am turned off when a guy puts a vegan in his bio. Like, I'm still like, fucking loser. Like, I love the vegan diet. I think it's like great. I love animals so much, it hurts. But I think there's something like, it, no matter what, it sounds pedantic. It sounds like holier than thou if you're going to put it in your bio.
I think, I don't know why, this is maybe one of those double standards. I totally agree with you when men would do that. I think it should be a secret that you discover later.
Yeah.
Like male sensitivity or male tears. But yeah, I'm more likely to swipe right on a girl who's vegan. And I'm not even fully vegan. I just like what it says about somebody, that they're more conscious about that kind of thing. I don't know if that's representative of, I'm supposed to be representing men here.
Men are like, I like a girl who can sit down, eat corn fries, and drink a beer. I mean, I love girls who think that about guys. And we see it a lot on dating shows. Girls being like, I just like watching the fucking game.
It's like, I get it. You're trying to like prove some point here. I don't.
Yeah.
Showing me some insecurity I don't need to see.
That's really interesting, because I'm thinking of so many versions of that with men's at like the subtle things where I'm like, okay, so you just like don't fully get it. Like, one guy had a picture, he was posing, and he had just won, or not won, but I guess like gotten a medal for like running a half marathon or so. It's like he was in like the half marathon uniform with the medal, and then he was posing with like a thumbs up, but directly in front of a cop car. And I was like, okay, I just feel like if you paid attention to that politically, you wouldn't have kept the picture with the cop car in the background with your thumbs up. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm sure he's not like Blue Lives Matter, but he just like didn't even think about that. And it's like the fur thing where it's like a subtle, like you're like, okay, I don't know if you fully get it. Or the whitest possible guys having like a like Schoolboy Q song as like their Raya song. Like, it's like, really? Like, I don't know. It's just, you should have thought a little harder about that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, just to generalize, I think like artists aesthetically aware, they're not as aware of their surroundings, really. You know, I think like definitely the male profiles I've seen, it's like, you didn't put a whole lot of thought into this.
Yes.
Or the thought you did put in was sort of like weirdly, you know, very clear that you have sort of a very specific set of ideas about what women are attracted to.
Right.
That are sort of, I don't know, don't seem all that genuine, generally speaking.
I agree.
The amount of men who just like, because on Hinge, it's like there's like four slots for a photo. And the amount of men that it's just like, they clearly just took four photos in a row.
It's
like
so disturbing. Clearly,
there was this one guy, I work with all these Gen Z kids who are like all hip and talk like they're all hip. And this one guy, I showed one of the Gen Z girls in my office, like his profile. And it was like, he just like held a phone out and like took a selfie looking straight at the camera four times in a row. And his age was 43. And the girl goes, it's giving 43. And I was like, you know what? It truly is. It truly is. Like, he was just like,
they know how to just get to it. Gen Z. They just say, they basically, it's kind of like in 1984, they've like narrowed language to the point where they just, it's just a, they don't actually say the thing, but you know exactly what they're talking about.
So everyone knows what Raya is. Not everyone who listens has read 1984.
I'm like racking my brain. I'm like, wait, 1989. The song Taylor about
you
Harry
must be
Styles.
Talking about Taylor Swift.
It's 1985. Yeah. Bowling for Soup.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. You have to though. Do you know the statistics about like how poorly men do on these apps? So also,
really. No, I don't.
It's really upsetting.
Like, I assume they're cleaning up.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. And it kind of explains a lot if you think about it. Like among men, it's something like 4% of men on the apps are getting like 80-something% of the matches. I have to look. It's like,
what?
And it, yeah. Like there are, which makes, I mean, you know, you look at some profiles that men have and it's like, holy shit. Of course, you know, like put a shirt on or whatever. Yeah. But it's pretty astonishing.
Wait, and that's so interesting.
Like a nation of incels at this point.
I know. I'm literally scared hearing you say that. I'm like, oh, so they're going to come murder us, right? Like,
probably. That, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what's probably. Happening.
No, not only that, it's like so much worse than we can even. Apparently, like, you know, there's something called the selective service system. Like, when men turn 18 in the States, you have to sign up for the selective service. Basically, they give you a draft number so that they have it, you know, in case.
Wait, right? Still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If you don't do it within 3 months of your 18th birthday, then you like can't get federal assistance ever or anything. Like technically you could go to jail, but I don't think they've prosecuted anybody in like 40 years.
Wow.
So anyway, you're supposed to do that, right? But the military now did it. There was a study that came out that said that 75% of military aged men are either too overweight to be drafted, have medical problems that preclude them from being drafted, or criminal records that means they can't be.
So those
cancer.
Are the guys on the apps too.
So It's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's just like the state of what you got.
That's my litter pool, I'm picking from.
The pool you're swimming in is it's getting pretty sad.
Have all those problems than go to war. So I guess that's something.
I don't know.
I actually feel like there's a good selection. Like, to be honest, although I talk a lot of shit, not when I'm on Raya, but when I'm on Hinge, I do feel like there's a good selection. Like, I'm like, okay,
really?
hot.
Medic, firefighters. Like, there's people who have skills on there that I'm like, okay, this is who I should be with.
Wait, but it's hot. Also like, it's also that when I see someone, it's like Steve, and he's like 6 foot, and he is a lawyer. I'm like, so then you must just match with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have three things that qualifies you. Whereas I do feel like women, like, I feel like there must be so much competition on that. Like, I'm like, I have to have like the hottest possible picture of my, that shows my whole body and whatever. And like the angle to the side and this and that. I feel like Steve just has to have like one pick at his friend's wedding and then like 6 foot. And it's like, okay, but maybe I'm wrong. 'Cause it sounds like it's not that way.
I don't know, but I think that sounds pretty reasonable. Like that. I mean, look, if you're like a decent looking firefighter on Hinge, my assumption would be that you're doing okay.
Yeah.
But
they're probably not even on Hinge because they just have to walk around the city like with their uniform.
With their firefighter outfit on, yeah.
Or literally save one kitten and like, you know, come down and, you know, just slay puss. You know what I'm talking about?
What are things that immediately you're like, okay, I'm definitely going to swipe right on this girl? Like, what are your, for instance, if I see a dog in a guy's picture, I'm like, I'm going to fucking talk to that dog. Like, I want, like, even if I don't like that guy, I need to have a conversation with him about that dog.
About the dog, just to see.
Right. Well, I think the dog's always a great way in, for sure, which is why my pictures all have dogs in them. Actually, every picture has some sort of animal. Fuck, I don't know, man. Like, it's such a weird hodgepodge of the different kinds of matches that I have. There's like this typical sort of bullshit, like, you know, models and actresses and shit. And then there's like, you know, oh, her, she's got a cool job. You know what I mean? Maybe she has a really cute dog. That might be part of it. But like, I don't think there's any one thing. There's no, the only answer is to be just effortlessly alluring from every angle, I think is really the
that's it.
The
okay,
thing.
So
okay. Yeah.
Okay, so got it. Yeah. Writing this down.
Do you have, wait, one more question about Hinge. I know this doesn't involve you, Carolina, because you refuse to use the lay people's apps, but
mm-hmm.
Aiden, do you have a voice note, and do a lot of women have voice notes? Because I see so many men with the voice notes, and sometimes it works like really well in the person's favor where they have something really funny or like they have a hot voice, but then a lot of times I'm like, wait, what? Because like the voice note will be, for those who don't know, meaning Carolina, there's a prompt on Hinge mm-hmm. that says like, what's on my mind or something, and then you can like record your voice. And there's like men who'll be like, yeah, I'm on here because I'm looking for something real after all this time, and that'd be nice. So what are you looking
yeah,
for?
Like, it's been a hard year.
Yeah,
it's been a hard year for all of us.
What is going on? Like, no. So what do women do with the voice note area?
Fuck. I usually don't listen to it. Honestly, if I see that it's there, I might just move on.
Interesting.
I'm usually around people. You
right,
know?
That's true.
But am I going to like listen to your voice note? I really don't get this. And the whole voice note thing, like, I have a few friends that send voice notes, and it's like, well, okay, I'll respond to you in 4 days when
I know.
Feel like listening to your voice note. So like,
I know.
On a dating app.
You know, in the age where we're all versus in screens in some way, when you get a voice note, it's like, what are you doing in my house? What are you trying to do?
I also yeah. think it's interesting you bring that up, because there are a couple people who've done that to me where they're like, I hate talking on the app. Like, let's just meet up or let's just text. And the first time it happened, I was like, oh my God, like, that is so bold. And I like that. But now I'm like, wait, that kind of scares me. Like, I do want a little bit of information so I can like Google the person and like make sure they're not like a murderer before I meet up with them. And also, like, we have nothing to talk about on text message either. Like, it's the same difference, kind of. I don't know. It just kind of doesn't work for me for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for getting off the apps quickly. Also, though, to be honest, I think, tell me what you feel about this, but having been on the apps for, especially through this COVID, you know, period, past few
COVID
years.
In quotes.
In quotes.
whatever they call it.
through the pandemic. Is, you know, like the apps have sort of made things a little less real, where even if I match with somebody who in person I probably would be really excited to talk to, like, I don't get that stoked anymore, because it just feels that much less real to me.
Right.
You know, like, you sit at home on the apps because you're bored, horny, lonely, whatever, throughout a mass extinction event, and then suddenly, like, it just doesn't really seem that sexy.
Yeah.
and
this is
I'm not, I don't know, it makes me less motivated. I still will, like, half asleep swipe through some people and be like stoked when I get a match, but then I'm immediately less motivated to reach out and talk and like actually try to connect with somebody.
I approach it like, you know, like, I approach it like a guy and his lazy boy playing video games. Like, that's me on the apps. Like, I'm just sort of like with that same sort of like placid expression, just being like, okay. And it's so funny. I matched with someone recently and I had that same thing where I actually knew this person and he's objectively handsome. But for whatever reason, I was just like, I'm not feeling this. I don't know why. I was just like, I remember meeting him in person and there were vibes, but I'm just kind of like, I don't. And it was just like almost this like tiring chore to text, because like I wasn't even like turning anything on. Like, he was like, what are you up to? And I would be like, nothing much.
Like, period.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. But that's my main problem with the apps. And I've said it on this podcast before, is that like nothing replaces the like the chemistry of like when you meet someone somewhere and you shake their hands and you're like, oh, like, this is exciting. Mm-hmm. What's this? Like, there's not that for me.
But I think that I get more excited when I do know the person, like when it's someone that I like maybe have met or like worked with one time in the past.
Oh, no, that's the best feeling.
That you've then matched with?
Well, that I then see on the apps. But we were talking about this at the party last night that I was at. Someone said, yeah. So I actually forgot to text you about it, but some of us got together.
Must be nice.
Some of us
I'm in
did.
LA, or I for sure would have
you
been at
definitely
that party.
Definitely would have gotten the text. No, but someone was saying that like when she like she's like seen people on the apps and like swiped right just because she knew them, just to be like, hi. And I was like, oh, like, not because you're interested. Like, I would only swipe right on someone if I'm like, we've met in person, we've hung out, I definitely would be interested in hooking up with you based on that. But I guess like do you guys just swipe just because you know the person, or are you only doing that if you're interested in them?
I only do it if I'm interested in them. I've actually been in a work environment where a person who I had only spoken to, he was like a PA who
abuse of power. Wow.
He was an intern. I said I
he was an unpaid intern.
I can make you Steven Spielberg.
Herself.
I am. No, was on Raya, and I saw I had paid for a really expensive version of Raya because I wanted to find this crush I had in LA. So I could see who had liked my profile already, and I saw that he liked it, and I was like, oh God, no. But then I just like I didn't want to match with a PA on set who I like was just gonna see around.
Right, that you were gonna see the next day. Yeah. That's
yeah,
hard.
Exactly. So I was just like, but then I felt so awkward around him. But it was also helpful to see how men represent themselves on apps versus in person. Mm. Because in person he was perfectly sweet and kind, but on the apps he was like filmmaker, which he very well could be, but I was also like, you're a production assistant. And
that's
I've seen a lot of filmmakers on these things, and that makes me think.
That makes me think, too.
It really makes you think.
I see a lot of CEOs. A lot of CEOs, too. CEO with no company listed.
Yeah. It's like technically, you know, you could technically be a CEO or a producer or a filmmaker. These are things that you can just say and it technically is true.
Yes.
I mean, in some ways, I feel bad like beating up on it because I'm like, yes, you can be an aspiring filmmaker and a PA.
Yeah, it seems like you really do feel bad about that. Seems like you feel really bad about it.
I'm haunted by my behavior.
But, you know, it's like only in America would that even be like a thing that you mention, you know, like it's right. So much less of a factor anywhere else, what you actually do. And right. I'm so ashamed that it's something that I will look to really quickly. But it's because it occupies such a huge part of our fucking lives in this hellhole. You know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
OK, wait. So this talking about people, seeing people, you know, brings me to the idea of Instagram. Aiden, do you ever use Instagram as a dating app, and what are your thoughts?
It's such a better dating app.
I have a friend who is a CEO.
Oh,
yeah. Is it
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, it's Mark Zuckerberg. he's actually a lot hotter in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
he's hot enough in pictures.
I can't even imagine.
Imagine that haircut in person.
You see the bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's back there? Yeah.
It looks like that's someone smart. Took scissors and just cut across his hair.
I know.
Which from experience, you know, doesn't work out. I'm sorry. Continue. Your friend, Mark Zuckerberg.
My friend, CEO, not Mark Zuckerberg, says that Instagram is the best dating app. I always thought that was like the douchiest thing anyone's ever said. Even he's a great guy. But over time, I've realized that's 100% true. And ultimately, that's what Raya is. Raya is like it's like a Chrome extension for Instagram.
Oh, if I like a guy from Raya, sometimes I'll DM him on Instagram instead of just waiting
to see
if we match.
But guys, how do I do it? How do I use it?
It's like, hey, guys, are you listening?
Yeah.
You still
yeah.
there?
Hey, I know that you didn't. I know that we didn't match, but I'm trying. No, I do that. I think that's a lot of, there are a lot of girls that I've seen on Raya. I'm like, I know you have a boyfriend and you're just on here so that guys will follow you. And like, it's been confirmed.
Wow.
Because guys
what?
Will just do that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what?
So, this is a new thing that Raya is getting hijacked by people who are trying to make connections.
Yeah.
You'll also see people being like, looking for a relationship, friendship, or just someone to collab with music on. And I'm
I
like,
do
bitch,
see that.
I am here trying to like hit and I am working so hard. I don't need to do work here. Please.
That's such an LA thing. That's so
LA. I know,
LA,
it's so awful. It's so awful.
But you know, I appreciate it. And I think that actually, like, there are, I would, as a creative, I would actually like if there was an app that actually was good at facilitating sort of like collaboration in that sense. I don't know that it's going to be Raya, but I like that they're trying, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are on there just for followers. I don't think I've had, actually, I dated somebody for like 8 months who I didn't match with her on Raya, but we like
saw each other.
I followed her on Instagram and like messaged her.
So you've had success from a DM. You've had a success from a DM.
I was about to say that I've never had a success that way, except that I literally dated somebody who I did.
Because
that
I know of relationships that started with an Instagram DM.
So guys, listen, stop talking about it.
Shut up.
It's such a vague sense. No, I'm like, just give me instructions because I don't know what I'm supposed
Aiden,
to do.
Aiden, what was your DM that for that particular situation? Roughly, you don't have to tell us beat by beat. We would like that, but do whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'll preface this by saying that I am on this other, on this Jewish dating app called the Locks Club, which is
yes!
Like,
I want to get on that.
Somebody invited me to it when it was starting and it is like a pretty good app and there are a lot of like smart, you know, cool, attractive people on there, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, one of the things that they got this like message that was like, they have Instagram handles on there too. And I like, you always go do the double investigation if you have any interest or common sense, right? And I like clicked on the thing and a little alert came up that was like a lot of our female members have been saying that men adding them and messaging them on Instagram who found them on this app is really bugging them. So I just anyway, that was really interesting.
Interesting. But, I wouldn't be really? Because I wouldn't be bothered at all.
Yeah,
I welcome it.
I welcome that.
This is, I mean, but this is the thing too. It's like there are women who will like adamantly assert to men that like some of the behaviors that other women expect and demand are unacceptable, such as the Instagram DM slide, where it's like ultimately if fucking, I don't know who's an attractive guy, if like Austin Butler slid into your DMs, you're liable to probably, right? I don't know, respond.
I would respond.
Some other
he's not my
I'm
type.
Not a fan.
He's not my type, but I still, of course, I would be like, okay, so you think
I'd be
like
what
Kaya,
are you doing here?
I'm insane. I could eat Kaya Gerber in under 10 seconds, so I'm not, I'm a little confused how the types are matching up, but.
Okay, yeah, what I was going to say about, what were we talking about? What was
Instagram. How did you successfully date someone off of Instagram?
Oh, okay. Well, she was, this is so fucking so embarrassing. She was a model under contract in the city I was in.
Me too.
From the Netherlands. And it was something like, hey, see that you just like moved here and, you know, how do you like it? You know what I mean? How are you like
it? Oh,
okay.
That's not embarrassing.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, but you're going to say something just, like, you have the most beautiful eyes in America.
That wouldn't be embarrassing like either, guys.
It's embarrassing to be sliding into models' DMs for sure.
I want to learn how to do it.
Of shoot your shot. I think that the cool thing about like whenever I get a DM once in a while is I can always just be like, if I'm not interested, like delete it.
It is. That's why it's the best dating app, because it'll be there when like the message's not going anywhere, but you don't have to think about it.
You know what's embarrassing is that I DM'd Shep Rose like 5 days ago and he still hasn't even opened it.
Who's that?
Him and his girlfriend broke up.
From Southern Charm.
Well, if you watch Southern Charm, he's the...
Shep.
Yeah,
the guy
Shep.
The teeth that need to be moved back a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have to look into that.
Yeah, no, we have
found thinking they're gonna fall out of his mouth. I'm like, damn, dude. Like
his face was a lot smaller back then. Now he's 40
grown.
And he's like bloated.
Oh,
like,
maybe he's grown into it?
He's grown into it, unfortunately for him, but yeah.
What a scary show.
It's very scary, and the times they are a changing, because you are looking at that show, at least I am, with a lens that I'm like, I can't believe people say shit like this.
It's like watching any movie from like 2014,
yeah,
where you're like,
great...
wait, what? Why is a man dressed like a woman? And like, that's funny.
That's a joke. Yeah, I know. There's many things like that are upsetting.
Watching The Hangover is a real...
Ooh,
that's a crazy
one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't even thought about that movie. I just watched The Other Woman. And for a while, like in the beginning, it's Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton, whatever happened to her. Also,
ooh, yeah,
guest starring.
Kate Upton said that she didn't like when people kneeled for the national anthem.
Okay,
who did?
Well,
Kate Upton. She made a whole case about that.
Oh, you know, her uncle was Brad Upton. He was like a Republican congressman.
We got it. Yeah, okay. The math is adding up.
So
she's also married to what's his name, that baseball player. Sorry, go on, Devin.
No, you're right. He's like one of the only baseball players that the only times like when my dad and brother are talking, the only times I like chime in is if they mention someone who's been married to like a famous woman. And I'm like, oh, him? Oh, my God. He's divorced from Kristen from Laguna Beach. OK. and they're like, who? But the point was that I was going to be. Oh, so the movie is really good. And it's guest starring Nicki Minaj as Cameron Diaz's assistant. And she's actually really natural and good. And I was like, wait, why was this like movie not popular? And then after like 15 minutes, the first like transphobic joke, I was like, oh, no one talks about
right.
it because of that. OK.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think The Other Woman was not necessarily a classic comedy for the ages.
Not necessarily.
I want true romance.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, so what can girls do on Instagram that is like a green flag? And also, like, do you think it's a turnoff if a girl slides into your DMs as opposed to you sliding into theirs?
No, it's not a turnoff. No, definitely not. Yeah, I mean, actually,
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Absolutely. Why not? 100%. Why not? If they seem, you know, interesting, whatever, then I'll, you know, reciprocate and whatnot.
Okay, taking this off of Instagram, I'm curious, if you're on a date, do you kiss on the first date?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm curious because, like, I have follow-ups.
Okay.
I'm getting, as I get older, the less likely I am to do that stuff. But the truth is, like, yeah, usually. But, you know, because it's like, we don't have time. I need to be efficient and see if this is a thing or not. But I went on a date couple weeks ago, and like I kind of like awkwardly at the end, she was going for a hug and I went, you know, I went in for a kiss, and it was like really awkward and we kind of, whatever. And afterward I texted her and I was like, hey, I'm, you know, sorry if I jumped the gun or whatever, didn't mean to do that. I guess it's just sort of like force of habit. And she was like, oh no, it's fine, I don't think I've like kissed on the first date ever. And I was like, that's so crazy to me that this person has avoided.
She, yeah. I didn't know you were so Mother much Teresa. Better than
us. She really thinks she's so much better than us.
But I know a guy who basically told me, because I I was going to his house and I told him later, this is after we had already hooked up, I told him later, like, oh yeah, when you were giving me a tour of your house, when we walked by your bedroom, I almost pointed at it and said, is that where we're going to have sex later? And he told me, late when I told him that later, he was like, oh my God, thank God you didn't do that. It would have scared the shit out of me and we probably would never have like even hooked up. And I was like, wait, really? If a guy did that to me, I would be like, okay, yes, yes, that is where we're gonna have sex later, actually. We can do it right now if you really
but like
want.
Any guy, I mean,
not,
you know.
not any guy,
but I think, like, I guess my point is, if you like someone, is forwardness ever a turnoff, even if you like someone?
Yes, in a, like, I guess sometimes you just have to kind of give it a little bit of time.
Breathing,
although
around.
I kind of think you just know off the bat, don't you? Like, like within a few minutes, you probably should know. Otherwise, maybe you shouldn't have babies, you know. But there is also like sometimes like a first date doesn't go that well, but it doesn't necessarily mean something. I will say that, like, in general, I think something that a lot of girls might benefit from is, because I hear this talking to guys.
I can't wait.
Is and I feel this myself. There is a serious dearth of reciprocity, and there's a lot of one-sidedness. There's a lot of, like, I feel like I'm carrying conversations a lot. I feel like, you know, be that in messaging people on apps, or like, you know, there is this kind of odd, given our current sort of like race towards enlightenment between the many genders, that like that there seems to become like there's this like entrenchment of traditional approach,
right,
that's really come back. Where I have no problem carrying more than my fair share of the burden of like all the stuff on a date. You know, I'm gonna pay for drinks. You know what I mean?
That's rare.
Yeah, but yar.
Really, that's rare.
I've split the check before on first dates. Yeah,
I find it kind of often happens, the splitting, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm a believer in the. I kind of think that's just what you do. I also think though that in this day and age, it's incumbent upon the girl to offer, to allow the guy to go. No, no,
to
no,
make the
no.
effort. I always make the effort.
We got to do that.
I do the wallet dance.
I always do the reach. Even if he's already placed the plastic on the little like clipboard thing, I'm like, oh, I'm just getting my wallet out right now.
Funny when you do the fake reach and it turns into a real reach.
That happens.
You're not going to stop.
And I'm like, okay, God damn it. Yeah.
You got to do it. Like, It's a huge turn off when I'm just like, pay for it. And then the check will come back and they're like, thanks. You know, yes, you can expect me to do it, but don't make me feel like it's such a fucking privilege to take you out that I just, you know, of course. And I actually it's such a fucking mixed bag too, because one of the prompts that I used to have on Hinge, and I took it down because people were coming at me about it, was like, it was like, it said like, I'll pay for drinks if that's the prompt. And I said something like, I will obviously pay for drinks. Right. And girls would respond and be like, why is it obvious?
Wait, what? Like,
okay.
That's so crazy.
It's like one out of 100 people I've ever been on a date with has actually offered to pay. And yet if I, you know, say the elephant in the room, which is that I'm going to pay for drinks, which everyone expects anyway. Like, that's me being
like,
sexist,
you don't
I
think
guess.
I
wait,
can
no,
pay
no,
that's
so crazy.
Beer.
No, that's so crazy because I have seen that like once or twice where a guy has a prompt that's like, yeah, I'll pay for the drinks. And I'm like, the thing I like about that is then it takes away the awkward thing where then like sometimes I do feel like it's awkward. Like, oh, I'm going to reach for my and I'm like, OK, they're just saying they're going to do it. Or like one guy messaged me and said, like, can I take you out for a drink? Like, which just kind of like. Take you out and buy you a drink, like, which infers it. So I'm like, oh, what a relief. But I would never be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Pervert.
I would say thank you.
I don't know. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but kissing on the first date, I don't know. The older I get, the more I see the value in not doing stuff on a first date because, you know.
I just, as a girl, I always am disappointed when a guy doesn't kiss me on the first date.
Too.
I don't. I'm always like, I remember I got a kiss on a cheek once on a first date, and I went home like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, might as well get a high five.
Well,
if given the opportunity, are you going to try and, you know, smash on the first date?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am. It depends. I feel like, oh my god, it's so funny. In college, I remember hooking up with this guy, and we like had like a horrid like 3-day love affair, and on the second day, on the first night I was like, let's not have sex, it's too soon. On the second night I was like, I'm so glad we waited. And he's like, it's been 48 hours. And I was
oh my god
and I've
listen,
been clocks a ticking. It depends. I don't have a problem with it. I don't either. I haven't met someone in a while that I'm like, oh, this could be like a long-term something. I don't know if my like head would change that much about it, but I do, like you said, like I like to be efficient. I like to find out what we're like dealing with, because there's so much emotional energy involved in dating that like I think that's why I want to kiss immediately, is I want like that
get it out
instant
of the way.
Gratification too, like, okay, I want like I want a result, I want like I want to feel good from this date.
It's a milestone. Well, it's also honestly like sometimes that's when you figure it out.
Yeah, and you get excited about the next date instead of being like, I wonder if this is the date we're going to kiss. Even though waiting to kiss, I remember once on like a third date kissing, and it was so much fun because it was just so built up at that point. But still, I at this point, I think I'm just like, after years of quote unquote this hoax called COVID, I think that I like would destroy like a guy on a date just out of like pure thirst.
I
would like burn down his house.
Yeah, sucking dry. I drink your milkshake. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
the last date, or like the last good date I went on that I felt like I was vibing with the guy, when we were walking towards the subway, I just said, like, I was like, I can't, like, I'm too nervous. I just need to know if we're going to like kiss. And he was like, okay, I would like to. And I was like, okay, so then we need to walk down a different street, because like it was so crowded on the street. So I was like, okay, so then we need to go somewhere else. And he was like, wait,
what? This is
so awkward.
I'm having secondhand awkwardness from this. Like, I
feel awkward. Like, I was like, I can't kiss you like on Smith Street. No, it's like literally so busy. No, it's so busy. Like,
stressing me out. Why did you do this?
So then we keep going.
Poor fucking guy.
Then he's like, wait, right here. And I was like, no, the lighting's like really harsh. So I was like, how about in this park? So we go in like a dark park. And he's like, this is like kind of creepy. But anyway, we like made out.
I'm scared. I'm scared too.
We made out, and
you're like in this alley.
No, and then we had to stop because there was a ruckus, and we were like, "Wait, what?" Like a dog was barking, and people were in a fight. So then we had to leave, and I was like, "Well, I guess that didn't work out that great." But my preference is always if someone's like, "Do you want to just like come to my apartment?" Because then at least you can have the first kiss in like, I don't like to kiss on a busy street, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I just can't.
I like to kiss in the middle of the street and make traffic stop.
No, because everyone knows you're like kissing for the first time, and it's like. It's just,
oh my God,
weird.
I went on like a coffee date recently, and there was like, people were way too close to us. I felt so awkward.
Yeah, they can hear you saying like, do you have siblings? And you're
oh God, kill me. Literally, just put a knife to my throat. I'm trying to think of like the first kisses I've had in public.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm okay with it. I am.
Yeah.
But I would never tell like a guy like, let's go to an undisclosed location to have our first kiss.
What's wrong with that?
I'm embarrassed to be seen with you.
No one can see this. No one can see this.
Listen, I'm sorry. I thought that was actually like respectful of me to be up front with what I wanted.
I think it's interesting that you can't say to a guy
like, this is how much I want to kiss you right now. Like, I think some people I know, I usually go in for like a totally normal human kiss, just in case it's like very short and sweet. And like, I've had guys go in for a straight up make out where I've been like, okay, I guess we're doing this.
Yeah, you have to start slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an exploratory mission that needs to happen prior.
Yes.
You got to do a little something. Yeah. But also, I think girls can really benefit from knowing that they absolutely should take the initiative and do that. I think that's that's like a very sexy thing to do. If a guy isn't getting there yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, but not on the first date.
Yeah, no, why not?
Okay. If you like a girl, I'm curious about how guys think, because I think this way as a woman. Wait, how old are you, Aiden?
I'm 30.
Are you like our age? Okay. So are you at the point where when you like a girl, you think about marriage right away?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice to hear, because I feel like I'm at the point where like, when I have a crush on a guy, I mean, unless I'm just like, okay, that guy like looks like he's going to be really good in bed, and I'll just have to like explore that. For the most part, if I have a crush on a guy, I'm thinking like, okay, and then he lives here, so we could have like a house in upstate New York. And well, I mean, I've always thought that way though. Like, I've always been like a hyper planner, and there's only been a couple of guys that I've dated that I haven't thought like, I've thought like there's no future here. Mm. But I feel like right away I'm into future stuff. But that's like a fault of mine too. I like plan too quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a stereotype about God. Well, fuck. I mean, watch Southern Charm, right? Where they're all like, like their whole thing is stay single and, you know, until they're 50. And that's all their conversations revolve around this shit.
Yeah.
Where we're like, what's his name? Whitney is like, mother.
Oh my God, Whitney.
Oh my mother. God.
That is dark. That is a dark.
That's brutal. I don't, truly, truly don't understand who would fuck those guys. It's crazy.
Okay, that is a mystery.
Well,
who are you talking about?
The one that went to jail is hot, but he, you know.
No!
Thomas?
He's an attractive guy, like, but not as soon as he opens his mouth.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Fair. Yeah, I think Craig and Shep, we would both probably say yes to.
Craig and Chip are the perfect people who you would be like, I cannot foresee a future together, because Craig did say he was fiscally conservative, but I would happily like meet you on a dance floor, and like you would be like a 3 a.m. call multiple times.
Which one is Craig again?
Craig is the one who looks like 19.
He has dark hair, and he's like in law school.
Lawyer. Yeah.
Quote unquote lawyer.
Well, Aiden, we've taken up an hour and a half of your time.
We've had such a blast. I lost track
of time. This was great. This was awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
We have to ask you, is there any final thoughts you want to share? Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to clear the record on?
Yeah, anything you want to get in front of? Anything that's about to break that you want to release a statement on?
Dude, I think dating sucks. It's probably always sucked.
That's true.
Yeah, especially when you couldn't date and you had to marry whoever your dad was.
Especially when there was like syphilis. Yeah. Guys, when there was syphilis and it made holes in your brain, like.
I think there still is, babe.
No.
It's still around. Wait, but now, do you remember when they like told us that gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia, they were going to like kill us if we got it?
Yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that in sex ed. Yeah.
Do you know that you can just, it's like one pill. It's like, I know. You take like a pill and then you're cured of it. But if you get herpes, which
you
is
really want to
like...
leave that, you really want those to be your last thoughts. You're like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah. I just practice the pull out method. I think it works the best. And
I don't completely disagree.
No,
but
okay, you would be surprised. I actually did take it seriously in sex ed when they were like, you like will get pregnant if you are not using any form of birth control. I would say 90% of adult women I've spoken to have said like, oh yeah, just like pull out. And I'm like, wait, I thought that was only like in teen mom towns, like towns where teen mom people are. Like,
no, it's like, it's the most common. And yet we're under the, I read like articles and stuff that'll talk about, you know, like, oh, sex education is whatever. And it'll talk about like, you know, condoms and it's like, yeah, no, most adults I feel like are just doing the fucking rhythm method. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, back to the 40s.
I'm not
wait either.
I guess I've been way too careful. I'm about to change my No, I'm kidding, I'm not
I hate that. I don't want to leave your viewers with an endorsement of unprotected sex. I feel like maybe they
can make their own choices. We all know what we're, I mean, talk about a gamble. That's what we're really gambling on. Shep Rose doesn't use condoms.
No, of course not. Of course not. Those guys, they've got a part of their like trust fund that's just child support.
Abortions, yeah.
Good luck out there.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to need it.
Be yourself. Be normal and be understanding.
Be
and
normal kind. Is probably the best advice.
Be kind to people, because I feel like so much of it's so callous the way that we go about, well, everything, but dating especially. And I think that it makes it harder for you if you aren't like, you know, treating people nicely, because it comes back around and bites you in the butt.
The butt. I think that it's funny that you're telling us to be kind when Devin and I are like, and if a guy has a newsboy hat on, he can go fuck himself.
Well, that is, no, that's a line too far. Fedora, okay, thank newsboy you. Hats. Yeah. No,
and
no,
then, and that you're saying be normal when I just said that I asked a man to go into a strange dark park with me as opposed to saying goodbye
here.
To him.
Not here.
Yeah, so I think we're doing great. I think we're doing great.
I think we're good. Aiden, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was so fun. Thanks.
Honestly, you're welcome to your DMs because I think they're about to fill up.
That's up.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.